We're going to start by focusing on vapor-liquid equilibrium, VLE for short. The concept of saturation is the key to understanding VLE. We all know that at one atmosphere, water boils at 100 degrees C, right? Now this tells us two very important things. One, the saturation temperature, Tsat, of water at one atmosphere is 100 degrees C. Two, the vapor pressure of water at 100 degrees C, and that's P star at 100 degrees C, is one atmosphere. The idea of a saturation temperature is pretty intuitive, but vapor pressure can be confusing. Vapor pressure is the pressure that a liquid could overcome in order to boil. Vapor pressure depends on temperature only. For example, the vapor pressure of water at 80 degrees C is less than one atmosphere. Water at one atmosphere and 80 degrees C doesn't boil. We would have to reduce the pressure to less than half an atmosphere in order to get the water to boil at 80 degrees C. Now the vapor pressure of water at 110 degrees C is greater than one atmosphere. This means that water at 110 degrees C would boil even if the pressure were greater than one atmosphere. Okay, so now what does saturation mean? Well, a saturated liquid is a liquid that is at the saturation temperature or boiling point that corresponds to the existing pressure. So, liquid water at one atmosphere and 100 degrees C is a saturated liquid. In this case, Tsat equals 100 degrees C, and P equals P star at 100 degrees C, that's one atmosphere. So the total pressure equals the vapor pressure at 100 degrees C, and that's one atmosphere. Now, if you put a tiny bit more energy into a saturated liquid, keep the pressure constant, some of the liquid would boil or evaporate and create a vapor phase. Now the cool part is that the temperature would not change. The liquid and the vapor would both exist in equilibrium at 100 degrees C. The vapor bubble that forms would be a saturated vapor at a temperature of Tsat, 100 degrees C, and at a pressure, which is equal to the vapor pressure, of one atmosphere. Now, saturated vapor is a vapor at the saturation temperature that corresponds to the existing pressure. If you take a tiny bit of energy out of a saturated vapor and keep the pressure constant, some of the vapor will condense and create a liquid phase. That liquid phase will be a saturated liquid. Do you see? Saturated vapor and liquid are phases that are, or at least could be, in equilibrium with each other. So, what if we have liquid water at one atmosphere and only 25 degrees C? Is this a saturated liquid? No. Because the temperature at 25 degrees C is less than the saturation temperature at one atmosphere, because that saturation temperature is 100 degrees C. Understand? So, this is called a subcooled liquid, because it exists at a temperature below the saturation temperature for that pressure. Similarly, what if we have water vapor at one atmosphere and 125 degrees C? This is not a saturated vapor because the temperature is greater than Tsat. This is called a superheated vapor